I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about...
Legends Only.
Remixed, reimagined, back to Chromatica.
Yeah, don't spoil the whole episode.
Stay tuned. All right. Let's start off this week with, I don't even know how to begin this.
With a lawsuit?
Yeah.
In court?
Mm-hmm.
Let's begin by traveling to the Los Angeles Supreme Court.
Welcome to the court.
She's been waiting to sue. Yes. Surprisingly, we're not talking about Taylor, though. I feel like this is all leading up to sounding like it's talking about Taylor Swift.
No, also we skipped talking about her last week.
What did she do?
How she like got rid of the lookalike.
Oh, right. She has.
Yeah.
We'll have to see where she pops up next.
Yeah. But anyway.
Taylor's Melissa. Incoming podcast true crime series.
I would watch it.
No, in fact, we are not talking about Taylor Swift at the court. But in fact, plot twist, the villain of pop.
Literally.
Nicole Scherzinger. She's hot as a stove. Her name is Nicole. She might go to jail.
No, she won't.
No, she won't go to jail.
This isn't jail worthy.
No, it's not. Well, among PCD fans, it is.
Oh.
Yes. We were not holding our breath for the reunion.
Oh, I see.
And now we said, wait a minute. Robin Anton, the... puppet master of PCD, Girlicious.
Iconic.
PCD 2.0, which have yet to premiere. And I
Girlicious.
Think Paradiso Girls, too.
Yeah.
All of the
Chelsea
girls.
Chelsea Corca.
She said, wait a minute, to Nicole, who allegedly is demanding 75% of the split for this upcoming reunion tour, as well as creative control.
Which, honestly, that percentage is probably the amount of vocals that she does.
Absolutely,
on
yes.
their only album.
Well, they've got two.
They've got two.
Give her some credit here. Yes. So the deal started out with a 49% to Nicole.
Yeah.
Between her and Robin. And now she's allegedly asking for 75%. Refuses to tour until she has... her way.
Now, is this a reboot of what was supposed to happen in 2020.
Yeah, this was all React Onward.
I still can't believe that that was like the last music video before the world ended.
It really was.
Yeah.
Besides Lady Gaga's tweet, that was the last thing we saw before in the other world.
Yeah, before we got sucked into the vortex.
Yes, the alternate universe that we're in right now. We've discussed this many times when the PCD comeback was beginning. Nicole certainly takes the lead in this group. However, I just feel...
He takes that 5%.
5%.
Sorry, I just had to.
I just feel like she should do it anyway. This is Robin's group.
Yeah.
She probably...
It's Robin's creative brainchild.
PCD did not start with her. I don't think so. The Las Vegas review was not her at the beginning, I don't think. But maybe it was. But obviously they auditioned girls until they came up with the girl group.
Was there Josie and the Pussycat Dolls?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that before this?
I want to say so. Yeah.
So then Josie deserves the 79%. She started it.
That is true. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, sometimes history repeats itself and old habits die hard. And her name is Nicole, coming soon. Somebody wants to be solo.
This is literally the manifestation of them slapping featuring Nicole Scherzinger on the bottom of the single cover that pissed everyone off.
Absolutely. it's like the same thing. The solo career, the featuring Nicole Scherzinger, the...
Justice for Wet.
VH1 Behind the
Cool
Music.
Candy Candy, or whatever it's called.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you understand what I'm saying? We played the album for the Pussycat Dolls. It's the first time they ever heard the songs.
They came in to listen to the album.
So bad.
But I hate it because it's also like, we know that the girls have all, first of all, they had their solo songs on Doll Domination. They've all done solo stuff. They've charted as their own, like on dance records and things like that. Like, they're not just backup dancers. It's very offensive. And a lot of people genuinely like the other girls beyond Nicole. So it's very offensive to be like, here's scraps.
I mean, Carmeet deserves 80%.
Carmeet deserves easily. Also, she's really killing it on TikTok right now. Last we heard, she allegedly liked and unliked a shady tweet about Nicole.
Well.
That she's holding them hostage.
She kind of is.
She absolutely is.
I mean, at this point, they could just hologram her in.
True.
Given some technology we've seen this week.
That is true. And that might end up being what happens with PCD. I'm devastated because I do want to see this tour. Now it doesn't feel like there's any way.
I would watch hologram PCDs.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically like KDA. That's basically pop girl virtual world. I just feel bad for everyone involved except for Nicole. also, you have to know that like if Robin went to court, that means that there was... a lot of behind the scenes bullshit. Like to take it to court is like, I can only imagine how ugly it got.
Right.
Like you don't just disagree and then wander straight to court. Like it's probably been 2 years of like battles.
Jeez. Well, I saw on TikTok her posting about auditions for something new.
Oh, Robin.
So I think this is part of that.
Yeah. There's
something happening.
There is a 2.0 that has always been teased and never released.
Yeah.
But and then there was the talk of a PCD review of Vegas, the reboot, which I'm assuming
I could see that happening.
Nicole also wanted to say in
a residency.
Residency. Oh my god. Wet the residency.
Yeah, wet in Vegas.
God, it's unfortunate. I understand on the sense of like Nicole is the brand, but also
no.
Well, I mean, yes.
Like, yes,
she's
but
the
like,
face
no.
of them, but also no. And the voice of them.
That's true. But the look to me is a group.
Absolutely. Like
it's dolls with an S.
Yeah.
That's plural.
Also, what else is going on? You're judging various TV shows. Why not? This is the last shot, in my opinion, of the reunion
tour. I must sue you. Yeah, it really is like a make or break. Not make or break, because they've already been made. And broken.
Yeah.
But like...
this was kind of it.
This is their comeback moment.
And like, how are you going to reunite now with all that bad blood? Like, it feels too awkward now to be like, just kidding, I'll take 49%.
Yeah. Well, they could yell about it on stage again.
They absolutely could. I know I'm not featured. Yeah. I know I don't have 75% on this track. Somewhere, Melody Thornton is just shaking her head and being like, told you so.
Honestly, I would go. Imagine if they're like, okay, we're going on tour, but no Nicole vocals. So you just hear, it's just like, That would be a sleigh.
It would be. Well, I hope everyone involved.
I'm telling you to,
gets to have their say too, even if it's largely hair whips and harmonizing in the background.
Get it together, Pussycat Dolls. Honestly, there's enough going on in this world.
There is. We need so little girls to look forward to.
Literally nothing.
Only girl group in the West that like has sort of still a chance of coming back.
Literally,
in tour.
What the world needs.
Like, we're only getting 2/5 of Dandy Kane from here on in.
Oh, that's true. We're only getting 4/5 of the Spice Girls.
Right, right. 4/5 of Fifth Harmony. Like, it's not...
No.
No. And arguably, we don't have the whole lineup of Pussycat Dolls, but it's close enough.
Wow.
Oh, God. Carmeet, I'm so sorry this is happening. Jessica Sutta, I'm sorry.
The When I Grow Up dance break would heal the world.
Honestly.
That's my stance.
I still listen to the live renditions of that.
Oh, it's so much better.
It's so much better.
And it went viral on TikTok. Someone recreated it.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
When I grow
Oh, wait.
Smash.
Of course. Yeah. That was my queen. Are you an LGBT ally?
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop. Oh, wait. No, it said, are you LGBT? No.
Yeah. Someone like recreated the thing for a sound on TikTok.
Yeah.
Iconic. Well, Nicole, get it together.
Get it together, Nicole.
Nicole. Anyway.
This is my version of Feud, the TV show. Like, this is my
classic
cinema Hollywood.
That would be, it's like burlesque.
Robin Anton v. Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
A showdown. I can't wait.
I'm here for that.
Absolutely. It should end in a dance-off.
Yeah.
Just be like, the judge will be like, well, we're not going to settle this here.
All right, Nicole, bring it.
Meet us at Millennium Dance Complex.
I want to see you try and kick like this.
Bring your best rip tights. And the judge will be Jordan Sparks.
Oh, Bob.
The fellow circus tour opener.
Oh, that was so iconic. One of my favorite memories from that was my friend saying, the only thing I remembered was Jordan Sparks.
From the circus tour.
I was like, oh.
Did they black out after? Because I have heard of that.
And she shoved her head in the confetti machine. Oh, and was like,
confetti.
There she goes.
There she goes.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Well, know who should be sued?
Who?
Everyone at Amazon Prime, not sponsored, and whoever made Cinderella for the way that they butchered. Right.
Director Kay Cannon, starring...
Subpoenaed.
Starring certain stars who we've mentioned in previous episodes.
For butchering Rhythm Nation. Did you hear this?
Yes, I didn't want to. Somebody put it in the Discord. Thanks a lot. And I was forced to click on it. So this movie just seems like Glee.
I don't know.
Granted, the person who did it did Pitch Perfect, so I feel like it's very...
Singing.
That.
Yeah.
It is an attack on all of us.
It's bad.
It's bad.
The song. I didn't watch the movie yet.
No, I haven't.
I haven't made time.
No, I have not made time. Nobody has. We'll see. I mean, we already had to endure the cordon takeover of the highway while everyone was on the road waiting to go to work.
So sorry, Janet.
So sorry, Janet. She can't hear us. She's in the studio right now. She's got her giant headphones on doing her selfies. But
Queen.
She, you know what? She saw this Rhythm Nation performance and she was like, they're in a crisis. I'm on my way.
Literally.
Literally. She's like, now I got to release Black Diamond, finally.
Hopefully she got some royalties from that.
Yeah, I guess she would. It was also just,
Anyway, back to... Legends.
Actual legends.
That's the point of this podcast.
Yes. Not covers, but actually kind of. More on this in a moment. The return after nearly 40 years of ABBA, your favorite group.
I know, my favorite band.
ABBA as interpreted by A-Teens. You know what? This is just legitimately iconic. We say, sometimes we throw the word around here.
We do.
This is...
We mean it.
I mean, truly the soundtrack of our time. Eurovision winners turned global icons. ABBA returned this week with a hell of an announcement. Not only are they releasing a full new studio album, 10 tracks, they released 2 songs already, but they are creating their own ABBA arena in London, and they're doing a hologram experience show starting in, I think, May of 2022 with themselves performing all their hits, their myriad hits. Pretty iconic, if you ask me. They're also teaming up with Light and Magic, Industrial Light and Magic, which is George Lucas's company, which is the company behind Star Wars, and it's their first ever music project.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's pretty major. And the teaser of it in the launch video really looks good.
Like, it looks lifelike. So cool.
It does. And I can't really, you know, when they said hologram tour years ago, it was like, like, certainly the ones of the deceased people is like, oof.
Yeah,
like,
that's Whitney, where it gets weird for me.
But, like, obviously they're of a certain age, as Wendy would say. They don't want to do this every night for however long this will be.
Yeah, I mean, it's grueling.
Yeah. And also, they have nothing to prove. Their legitimately iconic legacy lives on forever. This could be something that, you know, can stand the test of time and be like a staple entertainment thing that you go see. I think it's going to be great. It's so ambitious to build a fucking arena.
Yeah. Well, it does look smaller.
Yeah, I think it's 3,000 capacity.
Like, kind of Vegas.
Yeah.
But
still, to like build out a whole thing just for your show is pretty epic.
I wonder if that will become like a residency there where like someone right. else will do it.
I'm wondering that too. And then I'm wondering if they're piloting this to later bring it to other countries.
Probably.
Like, oh, they could totally build an ABBA theater in Vegas.
Yeah.
ABBA theater. Yeah, totally. So it was really exciting. There was launches from like various actually, it reminded me of watching Eurovision. There was like cheering fans all these countries. They had one in Central Park as well. I couldn't go to that one because it was like smack dab in the middle of work. But, you know, they cut to, what was it? Jackie Cox, I think, was like interviewing gays.
Oh, yeah.
Like, iconic, if you ask me. And yeah, it was just really special and nostalgic. I didn't even necessarily grow up on ABBA, but like you can't grow up without those hits in your life, like Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, like all these songs just like are in pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very iconic.
I also thought it was really interesting that a group that has taken 40 years off mm-hmm. is coming back with one of the most technologically advanced mm-hmm. shows.
Yes.
That is so innovative. I'm like, oh.
It really gives me a lot of hope as a Sky Ferreira fan. No, but it's true. I mean, they've got, surely they've got all the money in the world, like from royalties or whatever. So like they were able to come prepared and... I mean, the songs that they came out with already sound like classic, pulled out of the, you know, the vaults, just updated with like modern production. So I'm really happy to even see this. They didn't have to do the album at all, but it's cool that they're doing it.
After 40 years.
I know. And they still sound
incredible.
That's
longer than us, how old we are.
I know.
Isn't that inspiring, though?
It's super inspiring.
You could be like, oh, I'm retiring. And then in 40 years, you're just like iconic again.
Truly.
Yeah.
So if you haven't checked it out, there's 2 songs called I Still Have Faith in You and then Don't Shut Me Down. Somebody on Twitter pointed this out. This is going to be a niche reference, but they kind of came out with the Beautiful Cause You Love Me and not the On the Metro for Girls Aloud fans because Don't Shut Me Down is the bop. I Still Have Faith in You is good, very nostalgic. It's just, you know, a little more.
Have a little faith.
It's more headlines, Friendship Never Ends, whereas...
Oh, iconic. I love that song.
Don't Shut Me Down is more...
Don't shut me
Voodoo.
Down.
Yes. Yeah.
Justice for Headlines never ends, by the way. That's a fucking bop. It's underrated. Some Spice Girls fans hate it. They're wrong.
Well, they're
we
that's the final
that
word.
Too.
Oh yeah, we will be.
Yeah, Power right. 4 needs one girl more.
Well,
see you later.
She'll do this at least coming up. So yeah, ABBA, welcome back. It's been a minute. Been about a minute. Since 1982.
Love their songs.
Love. Yes. T. Kyle, deep fan of ABBA. But you are because you know A-Teens.
Yeah, I do.
I hope this inspires the A-Teens to do a comeback show. Can you imagine? Like, wow. What if they do like a one night only in celebration of the show next year?
A, not teens.
A, not so teen anymore.
Wow.
Marie Sernholt, get back in the studio. That was a deep 18th reference.
Sorry. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Speaking of
Dancing Queen.
Only American dream since she was 17.
Oh my God. Wow. She's just firing them off
today.
Wow.
It's been about a minute. Well, so somebody's twirling, as usual. Our queen, Miss Brittany, gave us some dancing during... We didn't discuss this, but we had a little rain. Just a little.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
What the fuck has happened in the past week? Like...
A lot.
Like, a lot.
Fire, rats.
Literally.
Wind,
floods,
earth, wind, and
hurricane,
fire.
Hurricane, tornadoes.
It's been a lot. It has been.
Yeah, there's been a lot in the past 7 days.
Yeah.
7 days, literally.
Literally. And you know what? Brittany did address all of that. Don't fuck with Mother Nature. Plant
you know,
emoji.
She spelled.
She did spell.
Just, she's not wrong.
I'll she's not that. Wrong. Yeah.
I just feel like Mother Nature is just going to chew us all up and just spit us all out.
That's what
lava.
She said. Go outside, pick up a piece of her reference and just listen. And just, actually, she's referencing a lot of her songs in that little moment there.
All of it is like song references.
Okay. I love that. This is how I praise dancing, singing, praying, cleaning. Yeah. She went in on this caption here. The light is coming soon. Little shout out to Ariana. And also a shout out to God. And P.S. So wait, is God a man or a woman? Which a shout out to Christina.
I literally
Christina Bionic interview reference there.
Yeah, if you don't know, when once asked about Lady Gaga.
She said, is that the newcomer? I don't know if that is a man or a woman, to be honest. yeah, one of her classic interview
iconic.
Moments.
I'm seeing Xtina next week.
I know. I'm so jealous. I'm going to be, once again, helping my family move, but I'll be locally in Connecticut.
Make the fam move.
Make the fam move. But yeah, you're going to actually see the legend
in person. I want her to throw gum at me.
Oh, she better have some.
Hit me with the anal bead microphone stand.
I'm really jealous. God. I wonder what time she'll go on.
I don't know. Or care.
Right.
I hope it's like
anytime.
4 a.m. and
so
I'm
too.
Waking up at dawn singing.
Absolutely.
Genie in a bottle at 5 a.m.
Sex for breakfast.
Oh my God, literally. Forget about your Monday morning.
Totally.
Or Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, yes.
I think, right?
Yeah. It's going to be a Saturday.
Oh.
So yeah, it'll be forgetting about your Sunday morning.
Anyway, what were we saying?
Oh, yeah. So we talked about Brittany twirling through the weather. And then she also did another throwback to the green snake look. And then
The cat suits.
Mm-hmm, the cat suits. And then an Audrey Hepburn middle finger in the air. Another day, another drama.
Several points were made.
Several points were made. Yeah.
Oh, also Christina Aguilera. What is it, like Moonlight Boom or something?
Oh, yeah, Moonlight Light Bloom.
Bloom.
I think. Incoming.
New
fragrance.
Xtine.
Legendina Gaudilera Perfumier.
One of my first projects that I did when I started my career forever
oh,
ago.
Oh, what career?
Literally, what is going on with my career, was Xtina Aguilera By Day and By Night, and I had to make animated ads.
Yes.
For
I did hear about this.
By Day and By Night.
Uh-huh.
I have those assets somewhere. I think I have the photos in like full high res.
You're such an asset.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Christina Aguilera. Is it Midnight Bloom?
I don't know.
No. I have to watch this ad again. It's Flower Her, Moonlight Bloom, coming soon. Well,
love
hopefully
that.
She'll spray it at the concert.
Oh.
Some free samples.
Yeah.
Instead of gum.
I'll take it.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited to sniff that. Capitalists only. Our queen's expanding into product instead of music.
Well, speaking of products and our queens.
I think it's a good time.
Fun fashion friends.
Fun fashion.
It's time for
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so mine goes to Serena Williams design crew for Nike serving.
Shoes?
No outfits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like activewear?
She posted this one outfit that had like a gold attachment to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's wearing what she would have worn to the U.S. Open if she was playing.
Oh.
It's a serve. Unfortunately,
and that's a tennis,
she's still injured.
Reference, right? A
yeah.
serve.
Oh.
There it is.
Yeah, you do that. She aced it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
There's another.
This week.
Oh, you're killing it with mm-hmm. this.
I would like to challenge anyone who says that Serena Williams is not the best tennis player alive.
Well, I don't think anybody on this podcast is going to challenge that. Because I know so
Ooh.
Many. Yeah. well, my slightly less sporty pick goes to a woman who I saw wandering the streets at 4 a.m. Sadly, not with my own eyes, but her name is Madonna. She was actually right by your home, just filming, allegedly, a VMA promo of some kind, which makes me think she's maybe premiering the trailer for Madame X Tour. I don't think she's going to perform. But I think maybe she could debut the world premiere of Madame X Tour
yeah.
something. But she was spotted in her Madame X trench and Louboutins, I believe, just walking down Times Square in a way that was very reminiscent of age 22, stumbling out of the Ritz, deliriously drunk, just sort of like recounting your life, like
mm-hmm,
stumbling down. Mm-hmm. It was very that. Just thinking so many things. Apparently, she also, there's a scene where she gets into a taxi cab and allegedly maybe throws money in the face like Rihanna with the money stack. I hope that happens. Or she just did that, which honestly is more likely. She probably just...
Oh, yeah. She's like...
That was probably not at all part of the campaign.
Right. She was just at Olive Garden.
Right.
And going home.
So definitely my high fashion is for that stroll, which also became slightly memed on TikTok. They added Nikki reliably, some Roman to that. That walk in high speed is something. And then she gets to the end and they yell cut. And then the little gay scurries up with her sandals that she slips into. And she just like kicks off the stilettos. God, I love her.
Icon.
Yeah, so we have that.
I feel like we're going to start seeing things this week around New York popping up. I'll keep my eyes and ears out.
Like filming?
Yeah. A little birdie told me that there's various locations and people being filmed
for VMAs?
Week. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
that
don't
would
know
make
who
sense
yet.
Then. Well, if there's cameras outside my door, I'll know why.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Lord actually just dropped out of the VMAs.
Oh, that's right.
Due to
production something problems.
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing the thing they did again where they're shooting around the city.
They are.
Okay. So maybe, yeah. Maybe
allegedly.
Just something. I wonder if somebody's going to shoot on the new
It's
going to
be
wheel.
Whatchamacallit, a mix of, like last year where it
In
was
the
like live and mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fun. I mean, I'm excited for it. We did say that like... It's kind of the same batch of performers that have been hitting the award show stream for the past 3 years or so. But
I liked it, though. I think it works when you're half live, half not.
No, I agree.
It just makes it feel...
Totally. And you can really go buck wild. Like, I still think that Megan's performance at the jump of the pandemic for the BET Awards in the desert was like, oh, yeah, she really kind of set the standard there. So, yeah, we could see how they do. I wonder, I want somebody to be on that Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah, that's there.
Casey could do that. That would be good for Casey. She's got her...
I kind of want to go on that Ferris wheel.
Oh, no. No,
just because.
Yeah, you're going to get stuck up there for an hour and be like, well, shit.
On my next Dunkin' run, I'll just be like,
Oh, you could do that. That would be nice.
Get some Dunkin', sit
on
the Ferris wheel, flop.
It's fun. But it's also such a weird time, too. You can have it up for 2 months, and then it's too cold, and you got to take it down.
Is it 2 months only?
Well, I just think, like, who's going to ride that in 20-degree weather?
You'd be surprised.
That's true. There were fur coats outside dining all year. That's true. All right. Maybe I'll...
What city are you in?
A permanent fixture. I should... It'll just be rats.
There's literally... literally.
The Joanne Trattoria rats on their hour lunch break.
Not their hour lunch break. Where are you going today, girls? Why is that so funny?
I like that we've just fully made it canon that Lady Gaga has Ratatouille-esque rats cooking at Joanne Trattoria.
Oh my God. It's like a remake of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, mm-hmm. but it's Joanne Trotteria Rats.
Art Pop Rats. Oh, no.
Chicken parm coming up.
We're going to get a defamation lawsuit from her father.
Oh, my God. I wish.
I wish the pitch would. Yeah. No, I know. Well.
Speaking... I already said the chicken parm was fantastic.
It was. So... And the seafood mac, fantastic.
Yeah, it actually was. Mm-hmm. They did a great job.
As I said on the Discord, we have dined there before, during, and after Rat Scandal. Like, we yes. literally were unbothered by that.
Wait, was there actually a rat scandal?
Yeah, there was like, they got a bad grade. That's the whole thing. Yes.
I thought that it was just like
it's not unfounded.
I thought it was just a New York joke.
No. No, no, no. It in 2013, Lady Gaga's parents' upscale New York restaurant is infested with mice. Yeah. And they cleared it, I guess. So there's still news reports from it up here.
Oh, like those NBC Eyewitness News videos where right. it's just rats crawling around everywhere.
They're just helping out in the back.
That happened at Dunkin' Donuts over yonder.
Yeah, I'm just unfazed. I mean, I don't want them on my food, but yeah. I'm unfazed by it. Especially if you eat outside, you're going to see a little one scurry into the,
oh, they're
into
everywhere
the
now.
Bushes. Yeah,
especially with the flooding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The other day in the park, it was rats everywhere again. I was like, this is disgusting because they all had to come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened. Well, the park was flooded.
Speaking of Gaga, actually, I did want to mention this one thing. We didn't have anything at first for TikTok talk, but I have.
I don't have anything for that.
It isn't technically TikTok, but I would like to talk about her behavior online in the past week to promote Chromatica, Dawn of Chromatica. The memes that she's making and the filter that she's using, chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos, mama.
I saw someone, quote, retweet her Chromatica meme thing and was like, imagine being Tony Bennett and logging on Twitter and seeing this.
Oh, no. It's not good. Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious. It's giving art pop, this is the album of the millennium, just the chaotic tweeting of that time.
I mean, the chaoticness of just being like, it's coming out.
Yeah.
Next, like now.
Right.
It just was like out of nowhere.
I know. She hasn't really had fun on social in a long time. And
has
then
anyone?
She's... No, I've certainly not. But she's done this Disney-eyed thing, which, funny enough, not to compare legends.
Do it. Say it.
But the woman wandering the streets at night, Madonna, also posted this no filter post of her saying, like, I know you guys are judging my face, but I get to do whatever I want because it's a free country. It is a very Madonna spiel.
Reductive.
But I do find it interesting that two Italian girls from New York both posted no filter posts with crazy faces. Oh, yeah, we're in trouble. This is the state of things. Just doesn't get any better.
Yeah, it doesn't. Mariah really spilled then, too.
What? Oh, yeah, she did.
Just don't get any better. Boom, mic drops the mic.
Mic drops, really, world ends.
Yeah. Vortex, happy new year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nothing else. I don't know. On TikTok, it's just the normal talk. I haven't found any
trends.
Yeah, I'm
trying to think if there's anything... Oh, I did see one. I found this. That's Bebe Rexha.
She's been killing it.
New one that I saved is her dancing with her tits. Other than that, I'm really just obsessed with the sound. You're going to love this game.
Oh, the love this game existential crisis one. That is a good trend. And it's just people logging in for work, being like doing the same thing 8 to 5 to live for 2 days of the week where I do the same thing and then return.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
It's so bleak, but also so funny, which is, we're just watching the end of the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the original of that?
No, I didn't know where it's come from.
It's the Bratz game.
Oh.
You're gonna love this game.
It's so aggressive.
Yeah, that's all for me for TikTok talk.
Yeah, I guess same. I'll just keep scrolling. Let us know what your TikTok talk moments are in the Discord. Which, shout out to the Discord. We didn't discuss it yet. The girlies are active. We now have the Pop Crave and Chart News filter coming into one of the channels. Basically, you don't need any other social media anymore.
It's honestly great.
It is. There's so much happening all the time.
Shout out to our Discord.
Shout out to our Discord.
Yes,
we really did that.
Oh, and shout out to everyone supporting on
patreon.com/legends.
Only. Yeah. VMA live chat next weekend.
VMA coming live up. Chat.
Open to anyone that's subscribed on Patreon. You can go on the Discord. We will be chatting live.
Live chat.
Yeah. That's the fun. Concept for the live chat is basically, you know, live chat.
Yeah. And that's what we will do. We've also had a really good past New Music Fridays where everyone has sort of listened along and given their first impressions.
Oh, yeah. The Chromatica kind of, listening yes. party was happening.
And I kind of feel like it's a good way to digest it and not make any, you know, you hear different sides before you make any snap judgments on music and good recommendations fly in all the time. It's a really pleasant way to handle the bigger New Music Friday weeks where you're like, oh, there's so much to get through.
I was so flattered. Someone said that we can talk about it when we get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, save it.
But also shout out to the Discord. Someone, Did you see the video that someone posted where it was Chucky on a little ATV with the clown from Saw, and it was like on remote controlled cars driving around a park, and they were like, why does this remind me of T. Kyle and Brad? And it's literally like this, and I was howling. I think I recorded it. Oh yeah. It's literally like the clown from Saw and Chucky like on.
That is our chaotic episodes. Us. Yeah. That is accurate.
It's so good.
That is really accurate. Yeah.
So shit. Sorry, I lost the name. I like can't remember what channel it was in, but someone posted it. And it really made me crack up this morning. So,
yeah, shout out to the Discord.
Yeah. All right. Well, shall we discuss some new music?
New music on the way from several of our faves, legends. Let's start off with a legendary girl group that is not in court yet. Yes, the Spice Girls are once again celebrating a 25th anniversary of something, which I feel that they do every year.
This is at least the fifth time this we've celebrated the 25th anniversary.
Absolutely, yes.
Which is why I'm convinced that we're stuck in a time warp.
Absolutely. This is allegedly the Spice 25th, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Album being reissued with, okay, the five covers is cool with all the girls. I like that. If you're a collector, that's cool. The track list is just kind of whatever. As far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Some unheard remixes and such, but I don't think there's anything too spectacular from the vaults. And a lot of complaints about the embossed Spice logo at the top.
Yeah. She's
beveled.
Got an interesting drop shadow.
Okay.
Also, my problem with this is there was a fan that created art, like a concept thing that went around socials. And they basically copied it, but it looks worse than the fans one.
Oh, no, I didn't hear
about
that.
It's very similar. It's, like, almost identical.
Yikes.
And a fan tweeted, like, their concept art for it.
Well, it's not too late to bring them into court.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And also the weird silver ring just bothers me. Like, they made
They're
it
like
gigantic.
Promising? Oh, yeah. Well...
But it's. I want the photos, though.
Don't worry, because the 25th anniversary in 2022 of this album is coming
soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool for the... I think there's a good shirt, too, if I looked correctly. Mm-hmm. There's a good
The vintage one.
Yeah, that one's good. But there does come a time where it's like, okay, well, how many times are we going to recycle the same thing?
Yeah. But. I really want them to put the PlayStation characters...
Oh.
In the ABBA Voyage.
Whoa, yes, that's an idea. That will probably come. I bet you that will, either as a movie or as a performance or something. Spice avatars.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows.
Just recreating like live from Istanbul.
One member will not be partaking, so they got to just get her digitally.
That would be legendary. Oh. Oh my God, let's manifest that.
Forcing Victoria to be an avatar.
Yeah. Yes. But they will take over after... Is it ABBA or Ape?
ABBA.
Okay. ABBA.
ABBA.
ABBA is done with their voyage.
Yeah.
Or it can be a residency. They can both do it.
That's true.
Just swap out the floppy disk.
Floppy disk, yeah.
Change them up.
Yes, I agree. Just don't get the wrong soundtrack in. Have ABBA singing, "Who Do You Think You Are?"
Iconic.
Kind of iconic.
They should cover
They should. Speaking of another legendary girl group, for some of us, Girls oh, yeah. Aloud, Cheryl Tweedy Cole Fernandez Versini, Almost Pain, now just Cheryl's, return to the stage is happening right now. I'll have to hear the feedback. Mighty Hoopla Festival. She was preparing. I saw her rehearsing. And in
three
celebration, she released two remixes, 2021 remixes of Fight for This Love and Sexy Denna Mother, which are not good.
Oh, okay.
I'll just say it. They're serviceable. They're fine. I'm not gagging. But it's weird. It's kind of like, okay, sure. They're just kind of whatever remixes. I mean, legendary songs, but I'm mostly just bitter that I'm not there. However, one of our listeners did say that he is attending with the Legends Only soundboard tee. He'll be wearing that in front of Cheryl. So that is just as close as me being there.
Maybe she'll reference it.
She might.
Yeah.
She'll be like, what the fuck does your shirt say?
Yeah.
What does that say, Pat? Yeah.
Shout out to our tees. Sweater weather is coming soon. I can't wait to rock mine.
Sweater weather, yes. Yes. So excited to wear clothes.
Yeah.
I'm getting used to it. So shout out to Girls Aloud. Okay, now another one of your faves.
Oh, okay, so speaking of anniversaries.
Yeah.
This legend, to me.
Jersey legend.
Jersey legend got a remix of her iconic song, Feel Your Love, Kim Sazi, everyone.
Kim Sazi.
It is out of nowhere. I saw it on my release radar. I was like, excuse me? Like, what year are we in? It is the Castra remix, Bop.
Goes off.
And then I went into a Kim Sazi deep dive to be like, where is she
the
now?
Kim Sazi K-hole.
Yeah. She's on Instagram. She's doesn't really have a lot of followers. Okay. She's a mom. I'm like, does she know that she's iconic?
It sounds like our next interview.
Yeah, I'll have to let her know.
We might
let
need
let her
to.
Know.
Love that. I love that for you.
Yeah.
Well, the next one we have, we're very excited about. It's been a whole month of teasing, and in a rare circumstance, the hype has actually lived up to it, in my opinion. Miss Charlotte, Charlie Xbox, Charlie XCX.
Bop.
Back with Good Ones, the start to her new era.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
Now, she may only clock in at just over 2 minutes, but she's a bop. Streaming world is very cruel to us.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I kind of blame Old Town Road most of all, because that song is very short.
Is it?
Yeah, for max streamability. It is fantastic. Scandi pop writers and producers involved. Oscar Holter from the Max Martin stable of legends. A lot of incredible songwriters on it. And just, it actually sounds a lot at the beginning, like Natalia Kills, Mirrors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that
one. Oh, okay.
But
you got to look that one up.
I might know it.
Because we have a doppelganger in our midst.
I know this.
Yep.
This is a bop.
Yeah.
I know this. And the mirror's gonna fall tonight.
She was wrongly canceled for a very scripted X Factor moment where she and her husband accused the man of being a copycat of her husband. And she says, it appears we have a doppelganger in our midst.
Right.
And like accused him of like just having no integrity. It was a really vicious moment.
Was it scripted?
Either scripted or like egged on like by producers. In later years, she had said as much anyway. But it wasn't enough to be like cancelable. It was just like a bad moment on reality TV.
Right.
In later years, it was kind of like, okay, people have done much worse and survived.
Yeah.
Not that she hasn't. I mean, she got the last laugh. She wrote Kiss It Better, Rihanna, Madonna. She's wrote for it. So she's fine as far as a songwriter goes. But like the Natalia Kills persona effectively
She should come back as Natalia Can't Be Killed.
Oh, that's a concept.
That's a concept.
That is a concept. Well, she kind of did in this Charlie song. So if you play the opening of that and then you play the... So here's the opening of Good Ones.
Oh, yeah. That's like identical.
Yeah.
Bop.
Bop, bop, bop. Yeah. So that makes me more into it. And yes, I love it. But really, this fucking video...
She snapped.
She snapped. I did not expect choreo from Miss Charlie.
Me neither.
And it's good choreo. It's very sexy. Very pop girl. Main pop girl era. And she has been saying as much in recent weeks and months. She's selling her soul to the devil. She's giving it to her label.
Is that the concept for the video? Is like,
I think it's all tied into like, I'm a sellout. I'm just going to do this main pop girl thing. I'm evil. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
It's all sort of... Do you remember the Marina Electra Heart campaign? Like, it kind of gives that sarcastic vibe of, like, major label fuckery.
Valley of the Dolls.
Uh-huh. So, yes, this fruit feels familiar. I don't know how much of it is, like, sarcastic or how much she's, like, actually into it, but I hope she's loving it because she looks and sounds and delivers so fantastically.
She's probably into it.
I hope so, yeah. She's... hanging out with Addison Rae.
Oh my God.
Just really going for... And
what was her song called again?
Oh, Obsessed, right?
I can't remember. I was obsessed with it.
Obsessed with myself more than anybody else, right? Is that how...
Just like, take a second. And I said, me too. Oh,
yeah, it's Obsessed. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Honestly,
so good
yeah.
that I forgot it.
It's like a really good Selena Gomez song.
Baby, obsessed with me. Take a second.
And I said me too. Yeah, so she's working with Addison, I think, or at least has already, you know, interviewed her. Yeah, and we got this gothic femme fatale funeral burial baddie.
Give me more unreleased.
Give me more unreleased funeral scene.
That's what I thought when I saw it.
Totally.
I was like, she's referencing. She's probably not.
She's unafraid to reference or not reference. I just really love this. And I'm very excited for her. Now, the tombstone in that video says, I believe, March of 2022. So they're thinking that's when the album's coming. So we'll see. But she's even selling out with the those earbuds, that campaign she did.
Oh, that was a slay.
That was
that
a serve.
Promo.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
Everyone
for,
else
like,
does it.
Totally.
Good for her. Get that coin.
And her press Sponsored release that coin. Came with it was very sarcastic. It was very like, as everybody knows, I am the like emperor of underground pop, and now I am coming to influence the masses in the mainstream.
She's honestly not wrong.
She's not wrong, and she's fascinating because she is a god to like a lot of people, and yet like I don't think she could sell out MSG. Like I don't know. No, I think she does like smaller intimate venues.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just this weird, like, inconsistency. But she's, like, such a pioneer and such, like, an influence on the girlies, but also isn't really that main pop girl, which kind of is the whole point of this campaign, is, like... She wrote Senorita. She co-wrote Senorita for Camila and Sean. I mean, regardless of how you feel about them or the song, it's, like, she can make really long-lasting hits if she wants to.
Wow.
So I think she's, like, okay, my turn a little bit. Yeah.
We didn't talk about that Sean video.
Oh, get diving into the water.
Diving?
Yep. That was a video that he posted, and then it went viral.
Yeah. Oh, kind of a high fashion editorial moment, too.
Yes. That is
he
the new
totally
way.
He totally outshined Cinderella.
He really did, yeah. Actually. Who gets into the water like that?
Was it a plot twist in Cinderella where like someone upstages Cinderella? Or was it that she upstaged everyone?
I think she upstages everyone by being...
Iconic.
Iconic, yeah. She girl bosses her way up in this new one.
We would stand if she was a queen of pop.
We absolutely would.
Yeah, no, he was serving.
He was. Yeah, and that... Oh, also, he wore that, like, see-through shirt. He truly said,
kind of
Camilla
pop.
Who?
Yeah, literally.
It's like, this is my premiere
upstaged
now.
Upstaged her. Yeah. We love to see it.
We
Thank
do love
you.
To see it. Oh my God. But anyway, good ones. Charlie XCX, go check it out. Bop, bop, bop. We are standing this record. Speaking of Charlie, actually, she's featured on this next release that all the girls
what
were discussing.
What song would that be, Charlie? oh, Speaking of that, the thread on Twitter of the soundboard references.
Thank you very much. Yes, we have a...
has the clip from this. So if you're like, what the hell are they talking about?
Right.
There is a soundboard.
Shout out to Lauren on Twitter, who did a whole thread of all of our references called the Legends Only Podcast Soundboard Moments, a thread. You can check that out. We retweeted it. It is, you know, steadily being updated with all of the references.
It's so... oh, my God. She added more.
Yeah. No, it keeps going.
2 hours ago. We're all going to have fun. Timestamp 125. This is iconic.
It's iconic.
She did work.
We appreciate it. It's great.
This is so good. Oh, that Jersey Shore fight with Dina and Sammy. I'm here and I'm staying, whether you like it or not. Oh, so iconic. I could monologue that whole episode.
Yes, true.
Patreon bonus episode coming soon.
Just you saying one, that.
A one-man show.
Well,
okay,
anyway. There is a release on the horizon.
My Stephanie Giramato.
She flew back from Italy. She's done doing some jazz, and now we're back in Chromatica, the re-up. Dawn of Chromatica, the remix album, featuring all your favorite underground baddies and up-and-coming producers and some legends for an eclectic mix of interesting sounds. Yes. So... okay.
Let's start with the album art.
Yes.
The remake of it.
The Chromatica Oreo that has been left out for a few days.
That's a perfect way of describing it.
Yes. People have said Chromatica Oreo that has gone bad. That's definitely what it is. I personally see it's very Bjork to me. This is like some of her later campaigns plus like a little Volta. That's like a reference that I would make. Cartoonish, kind of cartoony alien.
I like it.
I like it.
It fits perfect.
Feels very 3D. Yeah. The merch. She has merch for this too already coming. So there's the art. There's also the visuals. Shout out to Gaga Daily, friends of the pod. They ended up doing this huge collaboration. Gaga approved, Gaga endorsed collab with Team Gaga, where they had creatives of all different sorts making these really cool, like hyper visuals for each of the tracks. It looks like a lot of time was put into this project. It looks like really fan-driven, like a ton of fans got to be involved in this, and Gaga approves.
That's iconic.
It is. Like, I think that's a great way to incorporate fans.
Not sponsored, but shout out to Gaga Daily.
Uh-huh.
Their stickers that they did and the Chromatica passport.
Right.
That, like, embossed passport.
That was really
so smart.
I know. They're really doing it.
They have good merch.
They do. We're really standing Gaga
Honestly,
Daily right
their
now.
Their merch is better than her actual main one.
Often, yes.
I said it.
Yes. Yeah.
You go, Gaga Daily.
You go, Gaga Daily. Yes. So shout out to those everyone involved in making those as well. Visualizers for these. So yeah, we do have the Dawn of Chromatica album. It's got a lot of eclectic decisions. Favorites.
Enigma.
Okay. The DOS is Enigma is your standout.
Which someone in the Discord, I was so flattered. They were like, oh my God, this sounds like the stuff that you've been making.
Oh.
And I was so flattered.
Wow, reductive.
literally, yeah.
Definitely a huge shout out to Clarence Clarity and Rina Sawayama's Free Ooh, Woman.
Yes.
She did what she had to do. She understood the assignment.
She nailed the assignment.
She's been nailing it lately with also the, what was it, the Metallica cover?
Yeah.
Like Enter Sandman. And this, like... she needs to wail on a guitar, like rock out, be a rock chick. Like, it's working for Rina.
Yeah. I saw some people criticizing it as being too close to the original.
Okay.
But I was like, I don't agree with that.
I don't really agree.
To me, she took it, Rina-fied it, and like put it, and I like that.
Yeah.
I actually like when a remix sounds similar to the actual song,
because
I don't like when it goes too far into something new.
Yeah,
I don't know,
it depends. Also shout out, like, I personally love the Pablo Vitar Fun Tonight remix. It's totally different from the rest of this album. It's like Brazilian, I'm gonna mess up the word, I think fado, or it's just like a traditional, like, regional sound. It's very Pablo, and I actually, because Fun Tonight be my least favorite Chromatica song.
Oh, you weren't having fun listening
to it? I was never
it.
Having fun that night. But like with the Pablo remix, I think it's more fun tonight for me.
Wow.
I enjoy it. It's just obviously very different from the rest of the songs. Charlie on 911. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's with A.G. Cook as well. The Plastic Doll with Ash Nico. I liked the callback of the chorus. Like, don't. Like, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Again, not like a particular highlight on Chromatica for me. So I think it kind of elevated it a little bit or made it more interesting, I guess. The Sour Candy is cool. There was the Thousand Doves, which is like kind of chill.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad at that.
Tropical-ish.
Yeah.
The original will always have
you can't
a special place in my heart. But I enjoyed this like reimagined mm-hmm. moment.
And then the two Babylons, there's the much discussed House Labs version, which caused like quite a kerfuffle among stans because it wasn't exactly the one that was teased. And one of the, I don't even know the specifics, but she's a cool girl, this House Labs version. But really, shout out to Bree Runway, who is a superstar.
So good.
Her like reference to Just Dance and Poker Face in her verse and all of that, I thought that was definitely a standout.
Mm-hmm.
So like Bree, Rena, I mean, the girls came to do what they had to do when they partnered up on this. So, you know, it's eclectic. That's just the word I keep using.
It's remixed.
It's definitely remixed. You know, they could have gone, somebody said on Twitter, which I don't disagree with, I would have loved it to be more Labouche, like 90s.
Sacrifice-esque,
like Sacrifice 90s inspired. House, because 90s House was kind of inspiring this album. So like if it went deeper into that, that would be fun. But instead it was more like, it was more like hyper pop meets new girls on the scene. And I mean, it's very modern. Like it's very much like who are the cool up and comers, who's being played at Rosemont in Brooklyn. Like who, you know, it's very...
Dawn of Rosemont
is basically
Rosemont
this album.
Rosemont is fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
And this feels like that. It feels like a night out in Brooklyn. which means you're going to get, I think...
Which means I won't listen to it again for another year. I'm kidding. I'm going to Brooklyn next week.
You are?
Yeah.
You're going to hear Donna Chromatica a lot. We need a Donna Chromatica jockstrap. That's what we need.
I'm fine without that.
If anything, this album needs it more than the original. Like, this is like, comes with Chromatica jockstrap and poppers.
She could get very smart with the placement of that circle.
Oh, there is no circle usually in a jockstrap. That part is usually like...
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe on like briefs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So... I mean, and I said in the Discord, like, well, Automatic Prince is pointing out, true, the gold standard for remix albums are like what Mariah did in the 90s.
No one can do it better.
Yeah, record new vocals, 10-minute long Morales and all these songs that are just like huge. And also somebody pointed out like Janet remix was really good.
Be in the mix. So good.
Yeah, I never really have such high expectations for a remix album because... I don't regularly revisit any remix album. I like remixes, but I'm not like, I'm going to play through a remix album. I don't think I do that.
I love the Every Time remix.
Oh, of course. But do you listen to the entire Be in the Mix? Like,
No.
Yeah, like I just don't really do that.
It's good for playlists, though.
It's good for playlists. It's good for like select songs when you're DJing and stuff. But yeah, it's not like I need to listen to a remix album necessarily. So... we had this with Club Future Nostalgia last year, which people were much harsher about.
So harsh.
Where it's like, these are fun. Like, yeah, it does have weird sounds. That's okay. So I like it. I'm happy for Gaga.
You should be so lucky. She's putting out two albums
you
this year.
Should
Monsters.
Be. You've got fucking House of Gucci, Donna Chromatica, Love for Sale.
Rats
what
are
else
working
do you, the rats are working overtime to make this happen
How
for you.
How dare you?
Chromatica Ball pushed to 2025. It's the least you could do.
It's never happening.
Never.
But then again, we said that last week. We were like, this is never happening. Next day.
Yeah.
Dawn of Chromatica coming out this week.
We'll just keep saying it's never happening to push her to do it. Until the Future Nostalgia Tour happens, I can't believe anything else happens. Because I feel like that's the big tour I'm waiting for. And that's still pushed back. And
that'll put us back through the vortex.
If the queen of traveling in 2020 is not touring yet, then we just have to hold on tight.
Is it happening next year?
I don't know.
Did she announce a tour?
I think so. I think it is early 2022, hopefully. Oh, God. But yeah, anyway.
What else is happening?
Well, we do have some things coming up this summer. September. This summer never happened. Yeah. It was rained on.
Yeah.
This September.
Thank God summer's over. I'm so happy.
We have a pregnant pop star in our midst.
Who?
Lil Nas X.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
Very clever marketing, to be honest. Not only doing the photo shoot, but to have people run an exclusive as a baby reveal is like, he is good at the internet. He's good at marketing. He's like Madonna level good at trolling and all of that and inciting fury. Really good at the clapbacks. But yeah, has the pregnant belly right now.
Recreating the Drake cover was so smart.
God, yes. The Drake
He's honestly cover. One of the smartest pop star. What would you call him, a pop star?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if we're talking about popularity, I guess.
Pop
yeah.
icon.
Yeah. The genres are mixed, but I would say so. And yeah, he's making everybody mad as usual. He's got the album coming out. Montero's coming out this month. Star-Crossed is coming out this month. The reviews are coming in for Star-Crossed already, which are a little B-plus.
From where?
From various Pitchfork? Outlets. No, I wish somebody would... the Halsey tweet.
Oh, that's... What was the Halsey tweet?
Wish somebody would just blow up the basement that Pitchfork is
running. Oh, my God.
And then
wait,
it turned out to be the World Trade Center.
Like, yeah.
Well, they work out of World Trade and deleted. Halsey, no. But it's an iconic deleted tweet now.
Yeah. You know what? That's a bonus episode.
Halsey's tweets?
Yeah. Iconic deleted tweets.
That's
or
true.
Or just iconic tweets in general, because that's definitely one of them.
Right, right, right. She accidentally...
50,000 retweets.
Made a very poor
Yeah, that was
choice.
Bad.
That's okay. Anyway.
Why are we talking about Halsey?
Oh,
did you see that she shouted out Teenage Dream as being the best
the perfect
pop album?
Pop album. I did see that.
She spilled.
There was some spillage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, speaking of her, somebody else who needs to delete their tweets, actually, Katie, is
on a journey.
Weird journey. She's not saying anything, but she's pissing us off. Like,
is she? Who is she pissing off?
It's giving anti-vax. The wording is very... Fear is bad for the immune system. Joy is what heals it. And it's like, to say that in this current...
I think she's vaxxed.
I think so too. But to just... It's very like, don't let the fear of this virus stop you from living. It's just a little like, I don't know.
So she's being too vague.
Too vague.
And it's leaving it up for interpretation.
Yeah, and she did that last week when she said fake faces and algorithm... plastic faces and algorithm voices. It's like...
Oh. New album?
New album, or who
that
are you dragging?
That would be a good title.
Well, you know, if she has some feelings about things, I feel like she should put it into an album or just be a little more specific. Because right now she's tweeting some very odd things.
Yeah, it's very vague.
It's too vague. Nope, but, too like, vague.
I don't know. I'm interested.
I'm interested. I just would love some clarification, I guess. But yeah, that tweet didn't go over well. Whatever.
I don't think anything that she does on social media goes over well.
Not really. No. She also said she's selling her iconic outfits as NFTs coming up.
How?
I don't know. There's something going on with the residency that she's going to introduce NFTs with.
Huh.
What else is coming up? We do have the VMAs. We will be live chatting
we
in the
do.
Discord. And...
I meant to shout out Lil Nas's ex. No. I meant to shout out...
Lil Nas's ex, who? Yeah.
The Montero album cover.
Oh, yes, the
we
actual
didn't talk
album
about that,
cover.
But, like, the art. Tweets that he posted, the references where it was,
SpongeBob.
Like, this art and SpongeBob, I thought was so fucking funny.
And it really would be SpongeBob.
Yeah, and the way that it just continues when
forever.
You stack it is so fucking cool.
So clever.
It's too bad that we don't have actual CDs anymore, because that would be such a cool display.
That's true. The vinyls will look great.
That's true.
But yeah. So we have that coming up. There's actually stuff, feels like.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Ex-Tina and VMAs.
Just doesn't get any better.
Keeps getting better.
Keeps getting better.
Does it?
Well, let's hope that she brings the house down and shifts us back into the right parallel universe, as I keep hoping for.
Yes. Follow me on Instagram. T.Kyle. I'll be reporting live.
Oh, yes.
Maybe.
The IG story.
Yeah. I'll give some updates. Well, obviously.
You have to. You'll
we'll
be updating.
Come on here. We'll update you guys after.
Yeah.
I'll give you the whole Ladyland experience.
Ladyland. Love it.
If I'm not out until 7 in the morning.
Oh,
I will
be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like your last night. And mine, actually.
I wasn't out. Were you out till 6 in the morning last night?
3 in the morning.
Oh, wow. That's late for you.
Yeah. I decided to be spontaneous because I don't do that anymore. I'm good with being spontaneous for a while again.
It's fun.
I'm old.
Welcome.
I just hopped a train and went to Connecticut because our friend is going to a wedding there. And so I met him at, shout out to Troop 429, friends
yes.
of the pod, Nick and Casey. Fantastic A bar in Connecticut in Norwalk. Go support. And we caught the drag performance by Sienna Rose. Shout out. Drag queen in the area. Does a residency every Friday. Yeah, we hung out there for a while. All the while. Till like 1 or so. 1:30.
And then did you come back at like 3 in the morning?
Because there were no trains.
Oh.
That's a new pandemic thing. Or because of the flood. I'm not sure. But either way, there was no train until 5.
Yeah.
So luckily he did have the hotel for the wedding. So I was like, well, I guess I'm staying with you. And we went to a 24-hour diner that was hopping. It was completely full at 2 in the morning.
Oh, those are the best days.
That is the best, yeah. So.
Do you remember like going to like Galaxy Diner?
Yes, I do.
Or like Cosmic Diner?
Yes.
After like a night out at the Ritz?
Just like various groups of gays and booths.
Oh, the best.
Uh-huh.
That one that's on 52nd Street that closed?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the shit.
Memories. And just like talking to myself in the mirror
anymore.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
Just like trying to get it together. Just like, all right, you're fine. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the days.
The days where 2 gin and sodas would knock me on my feet.
Yeah. That's fun.
That is fun. Yeah, it was late, so I'm tired. And then I came back to the city this morning, and that's pretty much the story.
Love that.
Walked in my Sade shirt and you said, is that Beyonce?
Shut your mouth. I did not say that.
You did say that. But speaking of, happy birthday, Beyonce.
Yeah. You are Beyonce.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you have an excuse. You had a night out as well.
Oh, yeah. If you guys are hearing this episode, it means that I survived my night yesterday night and then I'm getting this up.
Friday.
So I'm going to Cascade tonight.
Oh, you're going to Marquee.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to Marquee tonight. What the fuck? I had an interesting night. So I'm not going to tell the whole story, but I'll just say this. I woke up with a hickey and Cascade tickets. Iconic. She was living.
It's not the first time that's happened.
No, it is, actually. I think this might be a first.
Oh, wow.
I
looked and it was like not cheap.
No, it was.
Oh, yeah. Maybe because it's so close to the date that they dropped. When I looked, it was like $250.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I spent $90.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw $250 because I was going to hit you up and be like, oh, he's coming. But then I saw they were $250 for general admission. So I was like, no.
Ew, no.
All right. Well, okay. So you're going with a stranger to Cascade.
Yeah, I'm going with a stranger to Cascade.
Dancing with a stranger.
Literally. Literally going to Cascade with a stranger. And then I went and met up with a fun fashion friend that I've been talking to.
Oh.
So.
A hickey.
Yeah.
I never allow that.
I didn't really notice it until this morning. I was like, oh, she started.
If they started, I stop it. I hate that shit.
I have cover up, so
it's
not fine.
Give me a hickey.
Honestly, at this point, I wear it like a badge of honor. This is anyway.
No, they can. I'm going to stop.
That was my night.
Yeah. Well, good.
We'll see how it ends.
Yeah, we'll see how. This arguably sounds like a more insane night for you coming up.
Like Marquee.
Yeah.
What am I, like 21 or like 17 with a fake ID?
And a finance bro.
Ew.
It's going to be something.
Ew. But it's also Electric Zoo weekend. So I feel like people are coming to the city that are not like typical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it'll
Let me take a selfie.
Right. It'll be more festival. Fun fashion friends.
fun fashion festival friends. I know.
Yeah.
It's very weird. I'm going to feel like I'm in college again. Like, that's what we used to do in college.
I felt like I was in college last night because I was local and at, like, a gay bar.
Youthful.
And they were also playing a lot of, like, 2010s hits. So.
Yeah.
But.
You know what? I say we should just continue doing it while we can.
That's right. Well, I'm probably set. That was probably my last night out.
I know. I'm in, like, my legs hurt.
Yeah, I just.
My feet hurt.
I'm, like, out of practice. God, how fun do we sound?
Ugh, I am fun.
I'm fun.
Clearly. Find out what happens tonight.
Yeah, we'll
sitting
see.
There eating an everything bagel pretzel and then all of a sudden get Cascade tickets.
There you go.
Fuck it.
There you go. I'm sure I'll get into something.
I'm sure you will be getting in somewhere. Okay, we gotta go.
Dawn of Chromatica jockstrap.
What would you do if you like you someone had a Dawn of Chromatica jockstrap when you like walked in?
I'll just say I know someone who did have the Chromatica jockstrap. Just say that.
You were just let's like, just say we that. Could be lovers. I can't.
Oh, that's gossip.
Yeah. All right, everyone.
All right. Well, we hope all the fun fashion friends out there are enjoying their weekends, their Labor Day weekends, staying safe.
Oh, it's right. It's a holiday.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
What's that like?
I don't know. Well, we're kind of having a holiday this weekend.
A Hillary Duff song.
That's right. Ultimately. Mm-hmm. We hope everybody's having fun wherever you are. It's not a holiday in other countries, so just enjoy your regular weekends.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Well, thank you all for listening. Mm-hmm.
Learning, loving,
chatting.
Laughing.
And I'm excited for next week. I hope I make it to next week
yeah.
so that we can talk about next week because I'm so excited about next week.
I just got a renewal credit card in the mail today, and I saw the expiration was 2025, and I thought, oh, I hope I make it to then.
Yeah, just fucking rack up the limit. Right? Fuck it at this point.
The things going on lately, I'm like, oh, God, I hope I do.
Literally.
I know. Anyway, we don't need to leave on that note. We're always like, oh, death.
Well, it's like with I was hesitating for so long about like moving my 401k into like an IRA or like Roth, whatever the fuck.
Ooh, Roth's only.
And I kept saying to my dad, I was like, I'm not going to be around.
Right.
To, like, use
oh, that
this.
Is the constant struggle. I mean, there are TikToks about that, too. They're just like lowering my 401k contribution to zero because of everything.
That's what I wanted to do.
Right.
Like, you're an idiot. Don't do that. And I'm like, I'm not going to be here when it's up.
Under the sea.
Literally.
Under the sea.
And I don't think that's like a thing that's like weird. Also, aren't they saying Social Security is going to be up by 2033?
Oh, now we're giving them a panic attack. I don't know.
I don't think it's panic-inducing.
Do not
be realistic.
The hosts of this podcast do not. They do not offer financial advice.
Oh no,
no.
They don't. Clearly,
because
I'm buying Cascade tickets at the bar
with
strangers.
And I'm just meeting up with people wearing Chromatica jock straps. So clearly, our life choices are questionable at best.
I think they're fantastic.
I think so too.
What did Lindsay text me this morning? It was very insightful. Shout out to friend of the pod, Lindsay.
Yes.
She said, that is not a clown move. That is, in all caps, fun, and you are living your life to the fullest. As long as you're safe, I am absolutely all about this. Life is short. Go and do these things. I think this is fucking amazing.
Okay.
And I said,
I need a
right?
hype person like that.
And she said, I'm so into this. And hey, if you end up hating their company, just leave and never hang out again. Right?
That is perfect.
You know what?
We all need some encouragement like that.
Hell yeah.
What a great note to end on.
We need to have like wise words from Linny.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll text her later.
The Linny Minute.
I'll be like, new concept. Oh.
The Linny Minute. The Linny Minute does
oh my
exist.
God. That would be so funny. She would live for it.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, enough about our not poor life choices.
Exactly. Fun choices. Fun fashion friend choices.
I need to go get multivitamins and Advil and put on clothes. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening and supporting.
Thank you, everyone. We do appreciate it.
Until next week, say we will.
Say you.
So.
Hey.
Make the world move. I can't fucking wait.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. juvederm.com. That's juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.